Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yeah, hi, sure. Thank you for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Did you place any order of a gift card, which is $299?
No.
Let me tell you that there has been an order placed of a gift card which is $299 from the eBay, right? So I do suspect that.
I don't even do eBay.
You don't do
I'm sorry,
eBay, right?
I don't even,
you haven't done anything from your end, right? But someone else apart from you have tried to generate a fraudulent eBay account. And through that, they have been trying to make this purchase of a gift card, which is $299, right? So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase, someone else apart from you has tried to do it from the overseas Mountain View, California. So do you know any person from the Mountain View, California?
No.
Okay, let me tell you, they are the person from the overseas, those who have been tried to place this order of a gift card without your knowledge and authorization, right? So that's the reason you received a voice notification, so you can directly get connect to us, eBay, and we can help you to get canceled that fraudulent purchase. Because we know that, madam, you haven't placed anything from your end, right?
No, I haven't, because I don't do eBay.
Yes, that's the reason, madam, you are in Australia. How can you place any order from the Mountain View, California, right? That make us suspicious, and that's the reason we are just trying to help you to cancel that fraudulent purchase, right? So do you understand, madam?
How do I know this isn't a scam for me to give you details?
Let me tell you, madam, we don't need any of your details. Because this call is getting recorded for the training and quality purposes, right? And we and our officers, those who are working on the fraudulent things, because right now, as you know, many illegal activities are going around in our country, right? So they are just investigating those things, and we are just trying to help you to cancel that fraudulent purchase.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, you can't blame a person for being wary.
Let me tell you personally this call, because the call is getting recorded for the training and a quality purposes. So let me tell you that you don't need to worry about it, because I do understand your concern, right? Because right now many things are going around, so you are little suspicious about it. I do understand, madam. But I don't want that anyone...
Yeah, well, I want to cancel whatever eBay order is, because it ain't mine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you need to cancel it from your end. We are just trying to help you to do that. I do understand that you don't use the eBay and you never done anything from your end. So that's the reason eBay don't want that anyone's information get missed out without the knowledge and authorization, okay?
So how do I go about canceling at my end?
I will be help you to get directly a cancellation security code through which you can cancel it from your end, right? And you can check from your end that there are some fraudulent people from Mountain View, California, right? So first of all, madam, could you just tell me right now, the cell phone which you're speaking with me, as this number has been registered for the fake eBay account, this is the Android cell phone you're using, or is it an Apple cell phone?
It's Apple.
Okay. Do one thing, madam. Put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Back to it. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, madam. I'm here. You take your time and just press your home button and come back to your home screen.
I can't understand.
Okay.
It.
What can you see exactly? Did you put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone?
Yes, you are on loudspeaker. Oh, I've got a joke.
Now you. Okay. Do one thing, just madam, hold on a moment for a while. I'm just transferring this call to one of my senior, right? He will be able to help you to get the cancellation, each and everything. So just give me a moment. Hold on a moment.
Thank you for holding the line. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor. How are you doing today?
I'm annoyed because I'm doing something.
Okay.
I don't understand how someone can do an eBay when I don't even do eBay.
Okay. I do believe my previous colleague just explained to you like what exactly is going on, right?
How did I get my banking details?
Okay, I will explain it to you. The thing is that, ma'am, according to our reports, there is a fraudulent activity has happened. Some overseas people is trying to misuse your basic and your identity details, which are getting used for creating some fake accounts on eBay. Yesterday night around 10 o'clock, they created a fake account of eBay, and by creating that account, they made a fraudulent purchase of $299 for purchasing gift cards. Okay. Now, the thing is that according to our reports, the billing address is somewhere from overseas, and that's why we put the transaction on hold. The billing address is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. So that's the reason we put the transaction on hold, because it's an international transaction, and we called you immediately so that we can verify it. As because you are saying that it's not your purchase, you haven't done anything from your end, we have to cancel the transaction and we have to block that account which has been created by using your identity details. Am I clear, ma'am?
Ma'am?
Yes. So right now, we're going to connect you with a secure server in order to block that account, because we also need to configure that from which platform your informations are trying to be compromised, okay? Because we don't want you to face any kind of problem because of us. Okay, so we're going to secure your each and every detail so that in future you don't face this kind of similar problems anymore. Okay, now.
I don't like giving my ID and that.
You don't need to give any of your details to anyone. Okay, ma'am, this is a complete recorded line for training and college purpose. We are just going to provide you.
I just don't want giving out any details of anything.
Yes, that's good. You don't.
I don't do anything.
I understand, ma'am. The thing is that there are some online hackers. Okay, they get into your internet line and they steal your details. Okay, so we have to check it so that we can block them immediately. Okay, this is a possible thing that's happening at the moment. You're not the only victim. Nowadays, lots of people are facing the same problems in Australia. And we're going to provide you the security for that as well. And you don't have to pay any kind of charges for the security. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, what exactly you can see on your phone screen, please do let me know.
Sorry?
At the moment, what can you see on your phone screen?
Just your phone number.
Okay, have you put me on speaker? Am I on loudspeaker right at the moment?
I'm on speaker, and that's why I'm having trouble hearing you.
That's perfect, ma'am. Now, are you using a new iPhone, ma'am, or you're using an old iPhone?
Old iPhone.
It's an old iPhone. So, you do have an iPhone button at the bottom, right? A circle button out of the screen?
Contact.
You do have a button?
I have a hang up button, I have contact, FaceTime.
Not the hang up. just out of the screen, look at the very bottom. Do you see a circle button?
Out of the screen. How do I get out of the screen?
You're using a full screen phone, ma'am? You're using a full screen phone?
Yeah, but I'm sure it's faster as well.
Okay, just swipe up this page from the very bottom. Just swipe up your screen and come back to your regular home page.
Sorry, it won't swipe up.
It won't swipe up, right?
No.
Okay, you're using an iPhone, am I correct? You're using an iPhone, right? Okay, now can you confirm me which model of iPhone you're using? Is it 11, 12, 13, or 6, 7, which
I have
one?
No idea. It's
you
very
have no
old.
Idea. It's very old. Okay, so you do have a button, a circle button at the bottom. The home button.
I haven't got, all I've got at the moment on the screen, I'm getting very shitty, is mute. Keypad, speaker, add call, FaceTime, and contact is up.
Yes, and out of your screen. I'm not talking about your screen. At the very bottom, out of your screen, do you have a button?
I have
a circle button.
Not at the moment. I can't get out of the screen, so what do you want me
to do? Okay, listen to me first. Do you see a button in your phone? Do you have a button?
I search an item that turns it off and on.
Yes, you need to press that.
Press it now, go back to my page.
Okay.
Screensaver.
Yes, can you see all your regular apps now?
No, it's just gone back. No. I've got the screensaver, that's it.
Okay, you need to unlock your phone screen and you just come back to the home page.
I am in the middle of doing something here.
I understand, but this is also important for you.
Yeah, well now come back to me normal icons.
Okay, ma'am. Now, you're using the Wi-Fi at the moment or you're using your mobile data? Please tell me.
I'm doing what?
You're using the Wi-Fi or you're using your mobile data network?
I'm not using Wi-Fi.
You're connected with the Wi-Fi, right?
Well, sorry, not using that. And just the normal data that I have on my phone.
Okay, please. Are you connected to the Wi-Fi, ma'am?
I'm not connected to Wi-Fi.
So you have mobile data, right? You use internet, right, on this phone? You use internet in this phone?
Yes, I use internet.
Yes, you use internet. So how do you use the internet? You use Wi-Fi or you use your phone data?
I just go into Google or whatever.
Okay, do a thing. Have a look on your phone. There is a blue color app. It says App Store. It's a blue color icon with a white capital A on it.
Yes, I know where the App Store is. Oh,
yeah, open it up.
Hang on, it's loading. Yes, I'm in App Store.
Now look at the right-hand side bottom corner. There will be a small magnifying glass. It says Search.
No, it's not there, man.
At the right-hand side bottom, at the very bottom, this is a small magnifying glass.
Services. That's what it's saying.
What can you see?
Tell
me what can you see again? Tell me.
All it's saying is location services and it won't go out of it.
Do you see any option cancel, okay, anything else?
Oh, now I've got out of that.
Okay. Now look at the...
Now I'm back to App Store. I've got location services and it says App Store. It's been a week and a load of crap. Maps, everything. Google Maps.
Okay, all right. Now look at the right-hand side bottom corner. Do you see a small magnifying glass? It says Search.
Yeah,
Do you see any magnifying glass on your screen at the bottom or at the top?
At the moment, no. I've just got all these different sections that goes into it.
Okay. At the bottom of your screen, what are the options you can see? Please tell me, ma'am.
There is no options. It's just got a hello. An item may receive your location. A purple arrow indicates that an item has recently been received in your location.
Okay, we got it. Now, do a thing, ma'am. Scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page a little bit. You need to scroll down the page a little bit.
How do I close it down?
You don't need to close it down. You need to scroll down. Do you know how to scroll down? Swipe the page. Yes, you need to swipe the page up slowly, slowly.
I haven't. What happened?
Now, do you see any options come up at the bottom? Do you see the small magnifying glass? It says search.
It's not swiping anywhere.
You need to scroll down. Do you know how to... Sorry?
It's not... The phone will not swipe. It has. It's still
there. I understand. Yeah. Now, tell me, do you see at the bottom, at the right-hand side bottom corner, it says search with a magnifying glass?
No.
Okay.
It's not there.
You don't see any options like that?
No.
Okay. Can you just go down the page a little bit? Can you just go down?
I am.
Yes. And now are you getting the options at the bottom? Look at the right hand side corner. Do you see any search option now?
Look, it's not there.
Okay. Try to go down. Try to go down.
I'm at the bottom of the page.
You're at the bottom of the page, right?
And it's nothing. It's just what I was telling you. It won't go anywhere.
Okay, you're at the bottom of the page. Now you can go to the top again. Go to the top.
Yes.
And now do you see the search option?
Do I see which option?
Search. At the right-hand side bottom. Do you see a magnifying glass? It says search.
No search option.
You don't see any search option, right?
Nope.
Can you just give me a moment? Okay. Can you just confirm me, ma'am, what exactly you can see at the bottom of your screen? Don't need to scroll down the page. Just tell me what can you see on this bottom.
Nothing. It hasn't changed anything. All it is a whole detail of what's in that location services.
Yes, no, I'm not telling you what's on the middle of your screen. I'm telling you what do you see at the bottom of your screen.
Just the same what I told you.
You don't see some small icons?
No, nothing. Just that the about the arrows.
Come up again?
For Pete's sake. Just the writing about, I was reading it out to you. A hollow arrow indicates that an item may receive your location under condition. A purple arrow may indicate that an item has recently been used in your location. A grey arrow indicates that an item has been used in your location in the last...
Give a click on agree. Do you see any agree option over there?
No.
What is the option you can see?
Just get it to you. Look, I'm
okay.
Busy, mate.
Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment.
This is going to piss me off.
Now, can you come back to your home screen once again, madam? Yeah, like where you can see all your icons like settings, photos, all the apps you can see beyond that
page. Yes.
Now, on that page, there is an app which says App Store, not the Apple Store. It will be App Store.
Yeah, I will do App Store.
Yeah, open it up. Now, after opening up the app, click on the search. Click on the search.
Yeah, I have.
Now, the type on the very top on the search, A as in apple, the letter A.
So, I?
Yes.
Yes.
Then N as in November, the letter N.
Yes.
Then Y as in yellow, the letter Y.
Yes.
Then D as in David, D.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says any desk?
Yes, and then which one?
Any desk, remote desktop. Do you see any option which says any desk, remote? Click on that. Now, do you see a get option over there on that any desk, remote desktop?
Yes.
Give a click on the get.
Actually, which one?
What are the options you
see? Which one?
Do you see any option that says any desk, remote desktop, any desk, remote desktop?
Yeah, I've got that one.
Yeah, click on that one. Touch on that one.
Yes, doing it.
Now, do you see get?
Sorry?
Do you see any option? What are the options you see? Install or get?
Now install. I'm up to
click. Yeah, click on the install.
That's what I do. Hang on, I'm going to give me an
answer. Okay.
Well, I don't remember.
Okay, take your time.
We're there, of course.
Take your lovely time, do not hurry up.
Well, sorry, I've just got to remember what to do.
Not a problem, madam. Take your lovely time.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't really use it all the time.
I totally understand that.
Good question.
When you got that, let me know.
I'm sorry, but it's, I don't know where I put it.
Okay, okay. Can you tell me one thing, ma'am? Apart from this phone, do you use any computer or a laptop? It will be easier for you.
No.
Okay, you have only this phone. Okay, not a problem. Be in front of the phone. Be in front of the phone. If you do not find it, be in front of the phone. I will help you out.
Oh, I think I know it, but I'll just take it.
Okay, okay. Take your time. Then take your time.
Hang on.
Take your lovely time.
Hopefully I got it right. There you go. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm on the line, madam.
Yeah, the question is done.
Okay. Now do you see the open option? Open. Click on open.
I can't open it yet because it's still loading.
Okay, not a problem. When you see the open option, just do let me know.
Okay, so you'll just have to wait. It'll be slow.
Not a problem. Take your lovely time.
It's not me. It's the phone on the phone.
Take your lovely time.
Stop. We're going to have problems.
What happened?
The internet is like that. Oh, no, it's my internet here. It's half of my account. It's
Okay. Which company internet are you using? Is it Telstra, Optus, Vodafone?
Excited.
Okay. Click on open. Click on open.
Yes.
Now what do you see?
We want to send you notification.
Allow. Click on allow. Click on allow.
It's done away or archive.
Okay. Click on okay. It will send you the notification for every update.
Now, enter remote address.
Now, do you see your address, a number at the very top?
It says enter remote address.
And above that?
And it's got numbers.
Yeah, now help me with that numbers.
Sorry, what was that?
Yes, that's your cancellation ID generated from the server, cancellation ID number.
Hang on, I'm
going to
write it down.
Yeah, first of all, write it down. That's good.
So, what is cancel?
Yes, right now, first of all, what we are going to do, we are going to block those persons and then we will permanently cancel this purchase which has been happened through the eBay. First of all,
yes,
those are the.
Enter remote. Address.
No, you don't have to enter anything. You need to confirm me the number, the cancellation ID number, so that I can put in my server.
Sorry, I missed that.
You need to confirm me the number, the address, the your address, confirm me that number.
Yeah, 352.
Uh-huh.
444.
Uh-huh.
150.
Okay. Now I'm confirming you the number is 352-444-150. That's correct?
Yep.
Now from the security server of eBay, you will receive a security warning. Listen to me carefully this part. This is the important part right now. From the server, you will receive a security warning. And it is from the anti-fraud department. So when you receive the security warning, you will receive there is a checkbox at the bottom of the security warning which says I am aware of this risk, I trust this call. You need to click on the checkboxes at the bottom. Do you see that?
Hang on.
Yeah, at the bottom. Look on the bottom of the security panel, there is a checkbox.
It says cancel or accept.
No. Just above cancel and accept, there is an option which says I am aware of this risk. I am aware of this risk.
Which one do I hit?
Hit the both one. I am aware of this risk, do not show, and then hit on accept.
Yes, sure.
When you hit on accept, let me know.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now what
do you
see?
Want to view your data.
Accept once again, correct. Now you will see an option called start broadcast. You need to click on start broadcast.
Yes.
Now do not do anything, just be online with me right now. Do not do anything. Now there is a white area of that big black box. Do you see a big black box? Give a touch on the white area. Give a touch on the white area.
Just below the stop broadcast,
there is a white area, white color area. Touch on the white area. Give a touch on that white area.
Yeah, touch.
Now,
stop
go back
to your...
Okay, correct. Now, right now, I will help you out first of all for blocking those overseas papers. So, go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Give me a minute.
Home screen. Just open up the AnyDesk once again. Just open up the AnyDesk, please.
Yes. It's come up with me. Got an address number and just a remote address.
Okay, you will get the security once again. You please check in the security.
Check in
the black boxes. Yes, check in the black boxes.
Sir, I am aware of it.
Yes, checking the blank box, check in, then click on accept.
Hang on, it hasn't gone in this time.
Click on accept.
No, it's not, accept's not lighting up.
Okay, you just check in all the blank boxes. There will be two, three or
four. Oh, it is
boxes.
Now.
Yes.
Okay, accept. Okay.
Again accept, then click on start broadcast.
Yeah. Done that.
Now don't touch anywhere, just wait. The server is verifying the ID. Alright. Now, simply come back to the home page, man. Click outside of the black box first of all. Click on the white background. Yes. Now come out of the any desk. Press the home button. Press the white button, okay? Don't close the app.
Yes. I'm back on the home page.
Okay. Now you need to open up your settings first of all. Open up the settings, ma'am.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You need to open up your settings. Open the settings.
Open me what?
Yes, click. You need to open the settings, ma'am.
What, the any desk?
Just slide your screen from right to left.
What am I opening up now?
You need to open up settings.
I can't understand you.
It's a gray color icon. It looks like a wheel. Do you see settings? Just below the App Store, yes. You need to click on settings.
Okay.
Now scroll down the page a little bit. You will get to see an option display and brightness. You need to give a click on display and brightness.
Yeah.
Yes. Now scroll down the page a little bit. You will get to see an option auto lock.
Auto lock?
Yes, click on auto lock and make it never.
What do you mean never? Never lock?
Yes, you need to give a click on never. Because the security is connected to you, so you need to make it never, okay?
Yeah, and I've done a lock with the lock on for a purpose.
Yeah, you need to make it never.
Why never?
We are making it never because right now you're connected with the secure server. So if somehow your phone got disconnected, if you lose the internet, then it will be disconnected, okay? So that's why. Now look at the left hand side top corner, there is a back option. Click on back.
Yeah.
Click on the back
option. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go back. Where am I going back? How far back am I going?
Yes, click on the back option again.
Yes.
Now scroll to the top of your screen, ma'am. You can see your name over there, okay? Click
yes.
on your name.
Yes.
Okay. Now can you see the first option, name, phone number and email? Give a click on it.
Yes.
Okay. Now just after that, some of your basic details will come up on your screen, like your name, your phone number, your email address and your date of birth. Do you see all of them? Okay. So let me tell you, these are the basic information which has been used for creating the fake account of eBay in our platform. Okay, the hackers are doing, they are using your network to do this kind of fraudulent activity. Okay, and for that reason, at the beginning when he or she was creating the account, we haven't detected it. Okay, so right now, we're going to block that account for you. Now you can simply come out of the settings, come to the home screen again, press the home button.
Go back home?
Yes, go back to the home page.
Yeah.
Are you back to the home screen now?
Yeah.
Okay, now slide your screen from right to left.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Yeah.
Okay, now look at the bottom of your screen. Do you see
Do you see the Safari browser? Open up the Safari.
Safari. They mean the
yes.
Google.
Yes, you need to open up the Google. Yes.
Yes, I can.
All right. Now look on the search bar. You need to type there, V as in Victoria, V.
Hang on. Yeah.
A as in Alpha, A.
I, yeah.
Okay, so do I think just erase it, ma'am. Erase it once. Erase it.
Sorry?
Yes, erase it. Erase it, V and the letter A. Erase it. And
yeah.
Type my. Erase the V. And type M as in mother. Y as in yellow. Leave a space.
Sorry?
You need to give a space. You need to give a space, ma'am. Click on space.
Sorry?
You need to give a click on space.
On my?
Have you given space? You need to give a click on space.
Oh, hang on.
Yes. Click on the search bar again. Yes, and then
yeah,
click
got
on
it.
Now number one.
Yeah.
Then letter P, P as in Paris.
Yeah.
Now do you see any option my 1P address location? Do you see that on your screen?
My 1P address location, California.
No, just above that, there will be only my 1P address location. You need to give a click on it.
Yeah.
Now, click on the first option. What is my IP address location? Find out here.
Well, in United States, California.
No, no, just above that. Look, just above that. Do you see what is
my
IP address? Yes, yes. You need to give a click on it.
Why do I have to put in my location?
You're not doing anything. I'm showing you the problems, okay? You just give a click on it. I will show you the problems.
Okay, so what is my IP address location? Find out.
Yes, yes.
What am I clicking on?
You need to give a click on that blue option. What is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. Okay. Now, just after that, first of all, tell me, do you know anything about IP address, what IP address is?
I have no idea.
Okay. So, IP address is an internet protocol address. Okay. Do you see some numbers over there, just below what is my IP address?
Sorry?
Do you see some numbers just below what is my IP address?
No, it's just, oh yeah, I've got some numbers. Yeah, I
yes.
See it.
So, this is your internet number, okay? Like, you're using the internet line, right? So, it's a security network for which all of your internet activity is getting recorded, okay? All of your information, all your internet activity is getting recorded in this IP address. If apart from you, someone else uses this IP address, they will get access of all of your information, okay? That's the reason no one is allowed to use anyone's IP address. Every person has their particular IP address on their devices, okay? Now, you just scroll up the page.
Yeah, it says hide my IP address.
Scroll to the top. Go to the top.
Yeah.
Okay, now look at the top of your screen. Do you see a black bar? It says your IP and your status?
Yeah.
What is the status you can see over there?
It says unprotected.
It says unprotected. And do you see any red alert on the middle of your screen?
It says hide my IP address.
Just above that. Do you see IP address location? Just above that.
Yeah,
I see
it
red alert. Yes. Read it out for me.
your online activity has been seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay, so you have got a very clear instructions, ma'am, that your internet line is trying to be compromised by some outsiders, okay? They're trying to get into your network, they're hacking your IP address, and they're stealing your information from there. And that's the reason you're not able to get any kind of warnings regarding this fraudulent process, okay? And that's why we call you directly, so that we can protect you from this kind of fraud charges. Right, ma'am? So, right now, what we're going to do, we're going to block the fraud charges which are trying to be done. Can you please confirm me when with which bank you're dealing with, ma'am?
No, I don't want to give out bank details.
You don't need to give me. Okay, you just tell me. Do you check your statements on online? Do you do online banking?
No.
You don't do online. Okay. Have you ever checked your statements on online?
No.
Okay, I understand. So, right, the thing is that, ma'am, as because your informations are getting compromised through online platform, right now, we have to block the fraud charges trying to be done from your account. But it's not possible through offline. We have to do it on online, okay? So do a thing, have a good look on your screen. Look at the right hand side bottom corner, there is a small two boxes. Give a click on it.
You mean accept?
No, at the extreme right hand side bottom corner, do you see a small box?
Hang on.
Scroll down the page. Scroll up.
I'm scrolling. Still going.
You need to go to the top of your screen. First, go to the top of your screen.
Yeah, I'm at the top of my screen. We're going to run out of charge soon.
Now, look at the extreme bottom, down below the screen. Do you see a blue color box?
Yes,
give a click on the two boxes.
Hit that. And then gone into.
Now click on the plus sign.
Done that.
Okay, now click on Google.
Yep.
Okay, now can you please tell me, ma'am, when was the last time you checked your statements or not? You check your statements?
On what?
Of your banking. When was the last time you checked your banking?
My banking's been out to me. I get hard copies.
You
I
get
don't
hard
do copy. Anything of my banking online.
Okay, I understand. Now, on the Google, ma'am, do a thing. Put the name of your bank from your end. Don't need to tell me what they call. You can
Sorry?
Do it from your end. Put the name of your bank on the Google search.
I don't like doing that.
Don't need
Sorry,
to
I
tell me over.
I'm going to answer it.
Ma'am, you can't. We are doing a security procedure for you, okay? You have to hold the line with us.
Well, I can't get it off my screen. Oh, I got it off.
Yes. Now go back to the Google.
Where am I? Yes.
Yes. Now, from your end, don't need to give me any information, okay, this is a recorded line. Don't need to give me any information, simply put the name of your bank on the Google search. Once you're done, please tell me, okay? Now, after that, give a space, after putting the name of your bank, give a space. You need to leave a space, ma'am. Give a space.
Yes.
Then type the word register. Now click on the first option, register online banking. It will come up automatically. Click on it.
I don't want to do online banking.
We know that. We are doing it for temporary reasons so that we can give you the security, okay? Once the security is upgraded, And you're not giving it to me. Ma'am, you need to understand my words. I'm telling you continuously. I'm here to help you, okay? So you have to cooperate with me so that you can secure your own information. I'm doing this for you, not for myself. Okay?
Why can't the bank do it for me?
Because, ma'am, it's a fraudulent activity happening in our platform. You need to understand. All these fraud charges are trying to be done from our platform. So it's our responsibility to do this for you. I'm just trying to help you so that we can give you the security to your account. All right?
I would rather talk to my son-in-law before I bloody do it.
You will talk to each and every person, but we need to secure it right now. Right at the moment, it's very important for you.
Yeah, and you could be a scammer, and you could be
Ma'am, from the very beginning, I haven't asked you any of your single details over the call, okay? I can confirm you each and everything from my end, okay? I can confirm it to you. Your full name is Margaret Samueloff. Your email address is margaret.s.at@gmail.com, and your date of birth is 12/2/1952. Am I correct or am I wrong?
I know your
details because I am a genuine person. I'm not from any XYZ company or I'm not doing anything wrong with you. I'm trying my best so that I can block the fraud charges. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not from any XYZ company, man. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to do my job. You please cooperate with me. Okay? And we are just registering this online banking for the security upgrades so that we can block the international transactions which are trying to be done by these online hackers. Are you getting my words, ma'am? What are we
talking about? I'm getting it, but I've also got my rent cut in there. And if
yes,
stands
I haven't told you. Let me tell you. Once the security has been given to all of your details, the online banking will be automatically blocked by your bank, okay? Because we are doing a temporary registration for you. Okay, it's not permanent. Now just give a click on the first option.
Okay.
Yes. And now scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page slowly, slowly. Do it slowly, slowly. Scroll down slowly, slowly. Now wait. Can you see? Registration for online banking. Give a click on that option. The first one. And we will give you all the basic information and the details which we need to protect your information, okay? Now scroll down the page a little bit. Just scroll it down. Now, do you see register now? Click on register now.
Done that.
Yes. Now just wait for a while. Now, you can see on your screen, these are the basic details you need to just put. You just need to put the card number, the debit card you have got with you. Put the card number from your end. Don't tell me anything over the call. Don't need to give me any of your information.
I don't have to tell you. I just can say it on your side.
No, we are not able to see anything from my side, ma'am. Okay? You are just connected with the robotic server, not to me. Okay? I am just guiding you. Blindly. I'm doing this job for a long time. I know the steps. I know the phone just
tick. Everything that's making noise, my bloody home, break, man.
And if I try to do anything wrong with you, ma'am, I will lose my job. So it's my job.
It's not bad.
Cure your
broken.
I'm just trying my level best so that I can give you the security, okay? Because our customer satisfaction is the premium policy.
It's
so
not
we don't
bad,
want.
I don't know you can drive low. I've got rent in a couple of days. Someone takes my rent money. I haven't got any more.
Oh my God. And when did that happen?
How much money do you think I have? I work bloody week to week and I only just make it.
I understand them. I really understand your points. So
and
that's
why
I'm just trying. That's why I'm trying my best so that I can help you. Okay? Make sure, ma'am, when you were putting your details, you are putting the correct details, okay? Because if something went wrong, your account can be blocked, okay? So make sure the information you are putting is correct, okay? There is something wrong.
Why?
You need to change.
I always follow my surname. Got a red line under it. That's how it's spelled.
No. This is your date of birth.
Well, that's the stupid damn old. How do I go back to you?
Okay. First of all, look at the top. Do you see the ear?
No, it's a month.
Do you see the month and the ear at the top? Yes, from
there
you can see.
Don't worry, I found it.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. I've still got the red line under my surname.
Okay, now just check, ma'am, your card details, your name, your date of birth, each and everything is correct or not. Okay, please double check all the information you have put over there.
It's correct.
Now click on continue. Just check, there's a problem occurred. The details you have provided doesn't match. Have
one
day, wrong? Okay, what the name you have got in your card, okay? The name you have got in your card. You have to put that name.
Yes, all I right. have.
Yes, please,
I
double check.
Have.
Okay, just do a thing. Just make the first name empty and the last name empty and put your name once again.
It's the second name, I told you. It's got a line under it. And it should have. Still got the red line under it.
Okay. Make sure this is the name and the last name you have got on your debit card, right?
It is right.
Okay. And please check the card number you have put over there.
That's fine.
Yeah, have you double checked the card number from your end, ma'am?
Sorry?
Have you double checked the card number you have put
it in? I already have.
Okay, now click on continue. You can click on continue.
Well, it should match because it's saying
okay.
My last name. But that's the last that's how it's spelled.
Okay. You're using your debit card, right? You're not using any other card.
No.
Okay. And what's the name on the card? Please check it. Please check the phone. full money you have got on your debit card.
I have. It's exactly the time.
Okay, I'm just confirming you your full name. It's Margaret Samuelhoff, right?
Yes.
S-A-M-O-I-L. It's S-A-M-O-I-L-O-F-F, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so you've only got Margaret Samuelhoff on your debit card, or is there anything else you've got there?
No, nothing else.
Okay, you just give me a moment, okay? Okay, the problem is happening because, as I told you at the beginning, ma'am, that the hackers were trying to misuse the information. And that's why we need to block them up immediately, okay? Now, do a thing. You just come out of this page. Just come out of this page. Come to the home page, ma'am.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Now, you need to take a clear picture of your debit card from both sides. Make sure all the four corners are visible, okay?
What? Look, this is ridiculous.
You're not giving it to me, you're doing it from your end. I will tell you what are the
reasons. Yeah, the sounding is the internet. Yeah. I don't things on my internet.
Whatever you're doing, ma'am, you're doing it from your own end. I'm just guiding you up so that we can secure your details.
Yeah, I've got to send it to you. And what's that? Internet.
Yeah. Now, first of all, open up your camera. Open up your camera.
I know how to take a photo. I just don't want to do it.
Sorry?
I'm not happy about doing it.
You're doing it on your own phone, ma'am. You're not giving it to me. You have to take the photos so that we can provide the 3D security. All right? You're just doing it for your own safety and your own benefit. And take a clear picture. Take a photo, okay?
Ma'am?
Have you done that, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, now you can come back to your home page of your phone. Come back to the home screen.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna run out of time, so we better hurry up.
Alright, now just give me a moment. Let me get the confirmation from the security officer, okay? Just stay on the line for a while. You just come back to the home screen where you can see all your apps. Are you back to the home screen, ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. Now,
yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Hurry up.
Okay, now as I told you at the beginning, ma'am, that we received the billing address of the overseas, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. So, we have to block that account and we have to change that location, okay? So, can you please help me out with your full address, your billing address?
No, because it's a more ID.
Yes, confirm your address, ma'am, so that we are giving the securities to you, so we need to know your billing address. Please tell your billing address.
Nah, look, I'm sorry. This is too much.
Ma'am, it's not too much. I'm not asking you
this
for
is
too much.
So much.
I'm trying my best so that I can help you. Please cooperate with me. We are almost done with this. Okay.
Yeah,
you don't
need
nothing.
You want to know everything, man.
This is the last thing we need to know. After that, we are.
It's never my problem.
You just confirm me your billing address. That's all we need. I'm not telling you to give me your card details or your banking information, ma'am. I haven't asked you to give me. All right. The photos you have taken, it will be needed further for your own benefit. I will explain it to you. So first confirm me the billing address, please.
Wow. Yeah, 20 Harbor Y.
It's 20?
Harbor.
It's H-A-R-B-O-U-R.
Why?
It's 20 Harbor. After 20 Harbor, what did you say, ma'am?
Why? W-I-Y.
Harbor Way?
Line.
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 Harbor Way Line, after that?
Okay. Line, spot.
I didn't get you. Come up again, ma'am. Line.
20?
Yes. 20 Harbor Way.
Line.
Line.
Spot.
I didn't get the last word you said, ma'am.
Spot. C-I-A.
C-I. What's the last word you're saying, ma'am? It's very.
Day, I, J, K.
You're saying site, S-I-G-H-T?
Bay for Barry. I for I.
Okay, it's B for Bravo, I for Indigo, G for George, H for Henry, T for Tomorrow, right?
Okay.
Okay. And what's your postcode?
3988.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. Just stay on the line.
I'm in the
Okay. Now. Okay. And now we are blocking the fraud transactions which are trying to be done under your details. Okay. So, do you have any rough idea, ma'am? What is the last available balance you were having in your account? Like, is it more than 1,000?
How much is in my bank book?
No, I'm not telling you to give me the exact amount. I'm just asking you, do you have a rough idea about it? Is it more than $1,000?
$360.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just give me a moment.
A good scammer.
And you just said a few times ago that you have been scammed before, right? And how much you have been scammed, ma'am?
Sorry?
A few minutes ago, you were saying that someone has ripped some of your money. And what was that amount? How much you have been scammed for?
I haven't been scammed yet, but if I'm going to be scammed, I'll tell you what, it's going to hit the bank.
Okay. All right. Now just stay on the line, ma'am. I'm just talking to the security officer so that we can give all the securities which need to be done. Okay. Just stay on the line for a while, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, I just got an update from the security officer, ma'am. There are some pending securities we need to do, okay? So for that, we need some time, okay? What I'm gonna do, ma'am, I'm gonna call you back after 2 hours. Is it possible for you to receive the call at that point of time?
Yeah.
Okay, I will give you a call back after 2 hours then. All right. You can have a good day, ma'am. Yes. Thank you for your lovely time and patience. Yes. I appreciate it.
Okay.